This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. One of the most talked about factors in Tuesday's election is the role of moral values. President Bush's supporters in the state of Ohio included Agnes Lambert.
I'm registered as a Democrat, but I like the old Democrats like President Roosevelt. And I think their morality went downhill after some of the other ones came in. And that's, I'm a Christian and I like somebody that stands for the way the Bible says.
About 22% of the voters interviewed in exit polls said that the issue that mattered most in deciding whom to vote for was moral values. For that fraction of voters, values placed ahead of the economy or the war in Iraq. Now, analysts caution this figure might be a little misleading. For one thing, a lot of the exit polls were off a few points about the race. But analysts say the polls do show that one particular view of morality played a larger role than expected. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Jerry Johnston is senior pastor of First Family Church of Overland Park, Kansas, an evangelical church that's home to more than 3,000 congregants each week. Johnston says when he heard the exit polls, where most voters said they favored John Kerry and were voting on issues such as the economy, he knew something was amiss. Johnston says he knew how fired up his folks were about George Bush, an evangelical Christian who supports conservative values like restrictions on abortion and gay marriage.
We all knew this was a cause, and it was a hill worth dying for. And it was that kind of spirit, I believe, that delivered a significant impact on this election. And I think even more than that, it sent a message to the American people that we're going to be able to build on.
Johnston says it was a stroke of genius by President Bush to support a federal marriage amendment and then to urge the Senate to vote on it in July. The amendment went down, but senators were on record.
The communique that went from that vote went to evangelical churches all over this country. And you're talking about, 80 million people. You're talking about a good 350,000 churches. And I can tell you, these people did not stop talking about it.
Indeed, Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council, says marriage became the wedge issue for evangelicals, overshadowing abortion.
I think the marriage thing is something people can really relate to. Many came to the point, they feel like the culture has pushed them to the edge of a cliff and they're peering over their shoulder and looking down, and it was either push back or be pushed over, and they decided to push back.
One way to push back was to place initiatives on the ballots of 11 states, defining marriage as the union between a man and a woman. The initiatives passed by wide margins in every state. And Perkins and others say this helped President Bush because the issue mobilized conservative voters to wait out the lines at the polls. Perkins says this probably made a difference in Ohio. He notes that white evangelicals and conservative Catholics came out in record numbers to vote on the initiative and for President Bush. For progressives like Reverend C. Welton Gaddy, the election was not a win for moral values, but a victory of one set of religious values over another. Gaddy, who heads the Interfaith Alliance, says the emphasis on life and lifestyle issues like abortion and homosexuality have left a huge gap in the moral discussion.
You're not hearing today a discussion on the values of war and peace, economic disparities and educational disparities in our nation. You're hearing a focus on a very narrow definition of values.
Still, those issues resonate, particularly in the Midwest and South, where conservative voters came to the polls in surprisingly large numbers and elected several new Republican senators.
Often media doesn't completely appreciate the extent to which these moral issues resonate in the country.
Luis Lugo is director of the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life. He says journalists and pollsters seem to think that concrete issues like the economy trump that sense in people's souls about the moral direction of the country or the moral compass of the president.
But we are both, spirit and body, and it does seem by looking at the breakdown of moral values versus the economy and jobs that the spirit has given the body a run for its money.
And it will continue to, says Pastor Jerry Johnston. He says conservatives are elated with the results and what they mean for the future.
And now the great glee we have of appointing Supreme Court justices that would share the version of America, of a conservative viewpoint, I can't tell you how happy of a day this is.
For some, at least. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.